California is paying a price for the shaky rollout of its legal marijuana market. State budget documents released yesterday show the Newsom administration is sharply scaling back what it expects to collect in cannabis tax revenue through June of 2020. In all, a $223 million cut from projections just 4 months ago. The reduced income for the state treasury means slower than expected pot sales are punching a hole in the California budget. The diminished optimism for retail pot sales comes as shops continue to be undercut by a thriving illicit market where consumers can avoid taxes that can approach 50% in some communities. Meanwhile, state regulators have struggled to meet demand for licensing, and many communities have either banned commercial sales or not set up rules for the legal market to operate. Governor Newsom says it was likely to take 5 to 7 years for the legal market to reach its potential, a point that he has made repeatedly in the past. But he also points a finger at local communities that have been resistant to legal sales and growing. It takes time to go from something old to something new, Newsom said, quote unquote. He also said, we know some counties and cities would be stubborn in providing access and providing retail locations, and we knew that that would take even longer than some other states. And that's exactly what is happening, he added. Many cities in Riverside and San Bernardino counties have refused to license marijuana sales.